Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 66, Too Late. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might go bleh, 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 bleh. I currently can't talk today, but you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to just adjust my screen so I can see it. So I'm recording this standing, so I always forget to angle the stupid screen when I start. Where was I? All right, some wow. Yeah, good thing I edit this thing so carefully. You'd never know I made a mistake there. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context. So if you know me, you are welcome here, but you know, you don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I am not going to try to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen, but you might be missing out on the context that is my life. Speaking of context, if you're just joining now and you haven't been sort of chatting with me or keeping up with me or anything like that, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. Yeah, I'd stick to with... I can't talk today. I'd stick with those and I would advise against binging the whole series. It is not designed to be consumed that way. And yeah, you don't need to force yourself. I mean, if you want to, I would sort of just dip in and check things out, check out, you know, ones with interesting titles or cover art or whatever. At some point I'm going to go back and mark the ones that have like poems or songs or something at the beginning. I really should do that, but I haven't done that yet. Okay. Right. Moving on. Not a lot of updates this week. As I mentioned last time, we're just coming out of Golden Week. So the last holiday for that was on Monday. And then I had to go to an appointment with the doctor. Not the doctor. The doctor was today. I had to go to a doctor's appointment today. And yesterday, basically ate 2/3 of the day, similar to what happened today. I had to go. All right. Let me take this in order. So Thursday, had to check out another school for Hammy. So that took 3/4 of the day. Today, I had a doctor's appointment in the morning, followed by a trip to the ward office to get a vaccination voucher that went missing, that I lost for Hammy, so that he can get his Japanese encephalitis vaccine, his second shot. So I had to go do that today. None of those things took a very long time, but they're quite far. So it ended up, again, eating about, this was more like half of a day. So yeah, not a lot of stuff going on, but I got like a little project that I just started today. I just got inspired today and I started it. So I'll talk about that in a sec, but let's go into the update. So YTG updates, no updates. I'm probably going to wait until a chunk of the team is in town now before the next sort of all hands meeting. Although Marie has promised me some computer aided drawings at some point of the potential set. And if we want to start building something or mocking something up, we've only really got 2 weeks to do it. So, I will be in touch with her soon. Which actually, on that topic, reminds me, I need to put my phone on silent mode so that if she does message me, it doesn't interrupt this recording. All right, moving on. Good thing I edit this thing, right? Or, you know I make all these mistakes. Oh, wait. Okay, yes, next set of updates. Photography, still waiting on jobs. My replacement 28mm lens, my old Soviet lens, the replacement from Ukraine came in. This is the one I lost a few weeks ago. And yeah, so I like it. It's fine. I'm getting used to it. It's different from the old one. So it's exactly the same lens, but because of quality control issues in the Soviet Union and like, you know, with this sort of, this was like a consumer lens. This wasn't like a pro lens or anything like that. So each lens has got its own character, its own flaws. And this one's just different than the old one. So I still miss the old one I had. But, you know, a lot of the characteristics are the same. It's got this sort of like, it flares easily. It sort of has washed out, this sort of washed out color feel to it. So it is, you know, I'm used to shooting with it, but you know, the old one had a section that was always blurry. I think this one does too, but I think it's in a different part of the lens. So anyway, the nice thing about the new one I got is that the adapter that adapts it, because it was for a half frame reflex camera. with a M39 mount, which is an old Leica mount from like the 50s and 60s. Anyway, it has an adapter on it, but the old adapter was sort of attached to the lens. The new one is actually removable, which means I could buy an adapter that would adapt it to the video camera that I use for all the YTG video stuff as well. So that's really good. I could potentially use it on both types of camera. I use Fuji cameras for stills. Okay. Yeah, and at some point, actually, I would like to, I'm going to make a video of sort of my setup and the lenses I use and stuff like that. And I will, anyway, when I do that, I will update you and I will post a link on here as well as on the website. Okay. So the new project is a photo project, and, I had this idea. I'm not going to describe it in detail because I think it's sort of, it's nice to experience it maybe. It's going to go up initially as a thread on Mastodon. So if you're following me on Mastodon, I'm at StageRabbit at famichiki.jp, famichiki.jp. And StageRabbit is what it sounds, it's spelled the way it sounds. It's going to go up on there first. If you want to experience it, check it out on Mastodon. But when it's complete, I'm going to pop it onto the website in a post. And at that point, again, I'll announce it here and in the newsletter. So yeah, I'm kind of excited. I haven't decided how long it's a photo series, and I haven't decided exactly how I'm going to present it on Mastodon and how long between each shot. I've actually got a lot of the shots that I already want for it, but I'm trying to consider how I'm going to space it out. Like, am I going to do like one a day, one a week? Or am I going to just post them all sort of together as a thread? Haven't decided it yet. Need to give it some thought. All right. So that's photography, sustainability project. I am putting the finishing touches on the current version, and I'm asking people to check it out and compare it to the old page. So if you got a message from me about that, if you could do that for me, that would be super. And if you saw the old page at some point, if you saw the old page at some point, let me know and I will send you the draft of the new page. I would love to get your opinion on like what you think, which one you think is better. Cause I'm still going back and forth. I'm not sure. It's really hard. I need to get this thing done soon, but yeah, I mean, I feel very, this project is making me feel very, very vulnerable. Even more vulnerable than like sort of airing all my dirty laundry in this podcast thingy. Anyway, if you want to be, by the way, if you're not at all, and if you've never seen the site, blah, 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 get in touch with me if you want to be one of those people and you want to be part of the soft launch, do let me know. For those of you listening, so yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will record something next week. I will hopefully have something more substantial, not necessarily in terms of updates, but in terms of content next week. I'm kind of just itching to do something and I need to scratch that itch. All right. That's it for this week. Andrew out.